Like before, Rinpoche requests everybody before listening to the teaching to develop bodhicitta, the Mahayana attitude.
Pene talam lali sobde male lali yepa do yepa do panzaki so so dra bebe do benote hordoli legend rankan namkin rambo chede lo dang jase lali yipe.
Among the 37 practices of a bodhisattva, today Kenemuchi likes to explain, in short, the force of these practices, which is a practice to let loose the mind from the concerns merely about this life. And the verse says, from beloved ones and relatives who have accompanied me for a long time, I will be separated one by one. Wealth gained with effort is untraceable. The guest, the consciousness, leaves its lodging, the body behind. To let go of this life is a practice of a bodhisattva.
Tendela dembari,
So the verse, the main message of this verse, or the teaching of this verse, is that one should give up the attachment to that which makes up the life. Why is this necessary to do? So there have to be reasons. If there are no reasons, you know, then there's no benefit at all to give up attachment to this life, the life concerns. Definitely there are reasons, and there are three mentioned here within these three first lines. The first reason is that one definitely will be separated from those which one has been accompanied for a very long time, such as friends and relatives. And the second reason is that what one has accomplished or gathered together through lots of effort, all wealth and things one's owns, finally, they will be untraceable. And the third reason is that the primary minds given the example remains within the body like a guest. So this guest house itself and this guest, the consciousness, they will be separate one day definitely. For these three reasons, one should give up the attachment to the concerns merely to this life.
Zahi tang nyender sola hemba yore. Zahi sijute zeva yopa. Zeva yopa, deva yapu yopa, jigijig la pin topper sepa pola, zahi sigre. Nyender yang sigre, zahi yang sigre. Zahi tang nyender sola, ザヒナムソソランドレテランアツデンバリヒンヒンジャゾグドイネヤンザヒナムソソランソソルドゴグドユンレンボジュンレンボドナヤンペンガムドジュンレンボカセドナヤンペンガムドソソルドゴグドザヒテジュンレンボドナヤンダトントンドナヤンダテネカデチイネヤンチェパムドタソソンドゴグドソソンドルグベセナテネチェンデザヒラデンバリヒンペンバムド ザヒラデンバリヒンパンバニレザヒデンバリヒンザヒラデンバリヒンパンゴドンダルベチュチンマタブチュチンダルベチュチンソソンドルベチュソソンダンドルベチュチンバディセナテニザヒラデンバリヒンパンザヒナンジャンムランジョマタブル
So there are various ways how one can be attached to this life according what kind of being it concerns. Like animals, they have their own ways of being attached to this life. And one great attachment within a human existence is the attachment to those which are closed to one and accompany for oneself for a long time, such as friends and relatives, such which one feels affectionate towards, and those who benefit oneself, or where there's a benefit, each other benefiting. So to these people, there is a great form of attachment. But definitely, independent how long these two friends, helping friends and relatives, will stay together, loving each other, even being it for 100 years. Definitely, there will be the day where they have, where they individually have to be separate. So, since this is not a lasting relationship, one has to give up this kind of clinging to them, because independent how long they will going to abide or to be with us, one day there will be separation. So it's the reason why clinging to like truly existing and permanent friends has no benefit, is not often a really benefit. So there are two ways of to give up the attachment. One is the giving to the attachment to the friend as such, and the other form of attachment is to attach to a kind of notion that this friend has a truly existent, being a truly friend, which is a permanent thing, lasting forever. Definitely, one has to look at friends in a more objective way, that a friend has the nature of impermanence, and definitely there will be either if life terminates or if due to conditions one will be separated from that friend. So this attachment to a friend or something having true existence, one should abandon this form of attachment. And definitely we will have friends, but that which we have to train the mind is that to loosen from this form of attachment while regarding the people one is together with, friends, having a kind of dream-like character, having kind of illusion-like character, definitely we will always have friends, those which we feel affectionate towards, but we have to regard that life is extremely short. So actually what we should do or what should we should cultivate when we're together with friends, we should benefit each other, but not having attachment to each other.
Tene zaki soson drava tele yang ta dona darson drava te som yang bu yure tik te rangin ji soson drava zaki so rana le leka manda ba yo chi khyar so lon do chi nup so lon do chi sam so lon do ne ji tin ji khan la rangin ji soson ro go ba rawang me pan ro go ba ten da bu che re soson dar so chi te rangin ji dar so Jujin ten jong na ten de rang yin ji so so lan ro kwa jir. Te, te se hyuk chong har. Je, tene nzahi so, jin je wang ge, xie dang dang kong to lang de mentun ji so so ro kwa jir. Te do ga re. Rava nyumong ge wang ge so so ro kwa. Gapo mewa cha na so so ro kwa jir. Je kar re, je te, Jigde matapa, hyade, tsendeye nawa nopungdu, tene zahi nana rama, rama mepanda govare, hyeba kapsu soso darsur da, darsur madapa somyavare, te kanga matapare. Darsur sombo te, darsur madapa somyona yang, darsur madapa som soma te, matapa yimbidim sen. Tilton? Tachi yabuji.
So definitely one will be separated from those which one feels affection towards. And there are three ways how one can be separated from those friends and relatives. One form of a way to become separate from them is natural separation. For example, as nowadays people move away to a different place. Move to the north, to the south, east, or west, and due to different conditions, one just will not be able to meet anymore. And this is kind of like a kind of natural or very small, like a separation which is not such forceful. And the second way how one can be separated from beloved ones is through various conditioning, like more mental conditioning. Those one has regarded as one's friends suddenly, they develop different attitudes, different dispositions, mental dispositions, and to regard each other as friends suddenly changes. One dislikes each other due to the various afflictions which can arise in the mind. Suddenly this friend is not any more longer a friend. This second form, how one can be separated, and the third way how one can be separated from beloved ones is through the form of impermanence. All beings are impermanent, and they definitely will die. The being doesn't has is not an independent phenomenon, it has completely the power, the strength over the length of its life. It will die. So all these three reasons are given here are reasons due to that beings such as friends have an impermanent nature.
Tene ta zaki so yedang dang kongto lana so so ndo so te duhi re kanyin sen na ti pakhya ngenpa ya re chen de la pakhya ngenpa ya Cherab sema namsa jeva mangbo lan zaki cha, teni yang hedan da kondro chukwa jate soson rogre te pakya ngenpa yagre, soson rosor te dukhyu te chukwa jane soson ro na te dukhyu re pakya ngenpa yagre, jeva mangbo lan tenra wazogre.
So the verse is the form of separation. The worst form of separation there is the separation due to the afflictions, to the mental dispositions, negative mental dispositions. And it worse in a way because the cause for this kind of separation, form of separation, are the habitual patterns within the mind. One has been for uncountable lives acted in the same way. First one was friends, and then, you know, due to the afflictions, the friend turned into enemies. And again, it's worse because this form of activity, mental activity, creates again mental dispositions to act in the same way in the next life. So therefore, it is said it's the worst form of separation there is.
Then Zahi Nyende so Mantoyan Pantokpa Jana so so Dova Te Tsen De Chikpa Yina Da Kale Kapo Mato Tien Tsar Song Tien Dawa Mare Nambu Lola Tsera Mangbo La Pakya Gatop Je Tien Dawa Zogre Tsera Mangbo La Tien Dawa Zon Tien Kale Kapo Kida Yoba Dova Tam Chikri
So to separate that individually one is separated due to the habitual tendencies of many lives regarding somebody and friends, and then mental disposition changes, one regards it as an enemy. It's very tiring, it's very exhausting to do it in this way.
Kahi Ranga Awa Ama Supuina Awa Ame do Bezor Kaleka Pujan do Yere Ranga Bezor Chembo Mazina Awa Ame Bezor Zoyere Awa Ama Supumena Ranga Rangan Bezor Zuba Senore Rangan Bezor Zubam Ranga Awa Ame Bezor Zuba Awa Ame Yang Awa Ame Bezor Zuba La Soba Mato Mangbol and Bezor Zuba Juze Yere De Kandiji Inaya Rangan Bezor Zuba Awa Ame Bezor Zuba La Soba Mato Mangbo and Bezor Zubi Jose in a young, Kari in a young Kiba Mado, Hure the Yagudo, Hure the Yat Sijude, Rani Kiba Kapso Yat and Rogo Rita. Senor Longju, Juchembo Kandiji in a young, then Jose Chungjongi Kosayo Mare. Rana Gadi Mambo Yona and Gadi Ningba, Gupto, Gupto Pope, Gupto Sil, Gadi Gupto J Kotu Mare, Jaka Longju Chungjongi Kotu Mare. Then Kanga showed the Yagor. This Senna, Senno Lonjo la Senno Lonjo Tavani Mabas in a pang to go your mare, Pangova yang your mare, in a young, then by him be changed at Pangova. Then they said, No Lonjo Candid Lonjo Gogolo. Mala Jonah Mulan won't keep a long Jubzela Longje Bandravozo to no Yakuri. Tell a parche tomba Niji don't go with her.
The second line teaches about the concerns which one has to this life, and this definitely in regard to that which one owns, one's wealth, one's possessions. And here it says that this is a possession which one gained through great effort. Some people have to engender much effort to gain wealth, properties. Some people don't. Some people's mother or father is rich, so they don't have to do much or nothing almost. They get it from their parents without any effort whatsoever. But it makes no difference, you know, how much effort oneself has to apply to gain wealth, or if it, you know, one's father or one's mother who strives and engenders much effort to get the wealth for oneself. It makes no difference. Whichsoever, at the time of death, everything will be lost. There's no, it's completely untraceable. There's nothing which is left. And nothing can be taken with over the border of death, like independent how many cars you have or you attach to, or if you have a very old car you like very much. You know, there's nothing, you know, it will be completely untraceable. Nothing is left. Nothing can be taken with. Actually, it's not meant, it doesn't say here in this line, the meaning is not implied that one should completely abandon any kind of wealth. It is meant the attachment which is connected to the things which one gains through effort. This form of attachment, this one has to give up, get kind of rid of it. And how can one do this? It's similar to developing like a mental disposition who recognize wealth in a dream. Dreaming mind dreams of dreaming phenomena such as wealth. In a similar way, one should regard one's wealth not having a concrete nature. And having this understanding or this mental disposition which regards wealth and things, properties which one has, similar to wealth in a dream, this one approaches nearly like an understanding or the realization of voidness.
Yabu yaba yina supon rabu yina tini namba sanje patan chepa de tipa chempo banamje tini yina minganda neba la sopa la yina pempe che de pejo tawata tini rang pejo tawata rang chu tupa samba gomba tusan gomsom ji che do pejo tan so kebo zo tini amalan juma tabri hiba goni long chena yabu yaba
the young
Mulan Jomatav,
If one in this life is rich, has a lot of property, then according to Buddhism, this person may be a Buddhist, or especially for the practitioners within the Mahayana, one should try to help to benefit others through this wealth one has. For example, like building hospitals or helping people in various ways who are in need. Further, one can use one's wealth to be able to find, to have the leisure, to have the time to study, to reflect and meditate upon the teachings. But having, like being rich, having the necessary things to be able to benefit oneself or to benefit others, independent. Here also one should regard these properties, wealth one has, having kind of dream-like, having an illusion-like nature.
Then somebody, natural, shatagpungpo lunde drunkang tabre, namchi den drunpo tabre, sheba kapso lun drunkang dan rawate namchi drunpo tabte ka pangne. Namchi Dwenpo Tabate Rangwa Mayapa Yinda Lendogare Dene Lun Drunkang Tabate Dene Hingdogare Dishena Ngachu Lun De Lun De Hebekabsu Hingdogare Mato Lun De Pang Togumudo Yine Yang Karapangugundo Lun La Denbar Hemba Pangudo Lun De Denbar Matropa Malam Dioma Tabari Hihen Lun La Denbar Hemba Mina Yang lula tina tosa tugre, dipa jang tugre, lunda latina tambe chu drop tugre. Pango Sanje to compang yang drop tugre, lunda latin gong. Te lunda peju yabo tango. Peju tanso de juma mulam tava hibagoni, peju tana yabo tang tugre. Lunda la dambari hibagoni, peju tana yabo tang tugumare. Gevaji drop sajin sina yang tang chigre, go nagre, kangba nagre, then it to nagre, tang chigre, then it kangba nana kaki kondos as we do some botan. Then there was not any lula dambari in a pejo yabutam motobre.
And the third concern which we have to this life is concerning. The body, main concern, one of the main concerns is our body, but the body should be regarded as a guest house. And who is the guest? The guest are the primary minds, and the primary minds, they are not independent. They don't have an independent nature. Finally, they have, due to the conditions which arise, they have to leave this guest house, the body. So, what happened to this guest house? This guest house will die. The body will die. So it is not said here one has to give up the body, but it's meant here like the concern about this body is meant actually the strong attachment to the body as having true existence. The body doesn't have a true existence. One can counteract this attachment by contemplating, by regarding the body as having like a dream-like character, have an illusion-like character. Wisdom as a base for purifying obscurations, all the obscurations there are. So this body is needed as a base. But it has to be used in the right way. We have to look at the body as what kind of use does it have? What is it useful for? To be attached to the body as having a concrete existence has no benefit whatsoever. Actually, you know, people who are very attached to their body are very concerned about their body, like the body being having headache, being tired, and all the discomfort due to the body which can arise. One should not cling to the body having concrete existence. This is the most important, this message here of this line.
Jibbe tama te kare ken jog dugre, heba ken jog dugre, nacho kanga hebe en jog dugre, nacho tanda tsendere, tangbo chi yore, tan jog kare ken dugre, cheba ken jog dugre. Cheba ken jog duna yam, nacho cheba de chule pecho tang tugre. Cheba tseni hiten cheba matapa yang yang do gomna, chuya po drop togodo, tan cheba matapa gomkin. Mahi Padu Chu Dromna Nazu Hebande Chulape Jutangri. Heban Namto the Chulape Jutang Tugri. Marbe Heban Namto the Chulape Jutang Tona, Heba Caps and Jikra Mapa, Dungan Mapa. Chipos in the head of Baina, didn't answer Heba the Chulape Jutangri, Pechu Yapo Tang Tugri.
There are four ways how birth can come about. It's described in the scriptures. And whatever way there is, how beings are born into existence, finally they have to enter death. Death itself can be very useful too if one applies it to the Dharma. For example, contemplating about the fact that all phenomena, including oneself, body, which is born, is impermanent and will die, the effect of this contemplation will that one definitely will strive to practice a genuine teaching. In this way, the concept of death, the concept of I am going to die, is of great benefit, is of great use. And the reason is that because one has utilized this thought in connection with the genuine teaching, And then when the time comes, when one dies, there will be no fear, there will be happiness. So this definitely is of great benefit, thinking about death. So one has to remember and recollect the three reasons why one has to give up the attachment to life as having a concrete existence. Life having a kind of dreamlike, illusion-like nature, and this understanding and the attachment to the concrete reality of this life, both they will not develop immediately. One will not develop immediately, but it's something which one slowly, through more and more investigating and thinking about it, will develop.
From the omniscient Lungchen Ramjam, great Lama Nyingma scholar,
there is a quotation from him in the Kunzan Lama Shalong, the words in the words of my perfect teacher, which Rinpoche will explain.
And
you can find it in the in this text, Kunzang Lama Shalong, which is translated in English language, French, Spanish, many languages. You find it inside. You can read it yourself.
Tambo zatsang nyendir de tan tu ta to mendan ropan do chang drawar ni hisaba song de gorche de che nyire nyire hisaba song de zatsang nyendir zatsang am nan sang nyendir de da nam tan tu ta to mendar war ropar do chang ropar de gre zatsang da nan sang nyebo yo na ta do ropar do do yere yine yang drawar ni ten de so so dran do gre song par che kan par Zatang Nyendir Dadang Tuta Do Mandan Rokpan Do Chang Ravar Ni.
You would like to stay with family and loved ones forever, but you are certain to leave them. It's just as the line has been said before, that with ones who one stays together and which one loves, definitely there will be the time when one will be separated from them.
Zangbu Nemar Ndatan Tuta to Mandar Ndokpar Ndochang Rovar Ngi Hisam Tangpa Te Tsamato.
You would like to keep your beautiful home forever, but you are certain to leave it behind.
Tene Zangbu Nemaram Nemar Sikite Nyarsan Rao Nemaram Kangba Zangbu Nemaram, Zangbu Kangba, Dero, Dini, Do, Ran, Dero, Sejete, Ranan, Sosu, Kangba, Dela, Samno, Tangore. Zangbu Ne, Kangba, Neman, Dini, Do, Tuta, Do, Mandrava, Doban, Dojang. Tene, Tuta, Do, Doban, Dogre, Pejutang, Dogre, Ina, Yang, Roberni, Tinti, Human, Dogre, Rana, Kangba, Yapo. Kangba nana nema tanyate kopcha hacha ya bu kande ji yo na yang jarpo ta bi ji yo na yang ya ki ja bo re Tell a den dugger, tad the den, do tad the peju tang duggery. Don a young pendo, yo, marry. Then a run, drover mando, yendo, then a drove the chat, and draw sejete, tandy caps of so on drover, the heavy caps of drover. Young king yenda can drove over a secret.
As it says here, one would like to keep one's beautiful home. So here one can think of one's own home, whatever home one has. And definitely one knows it is of benefit for oneself. And one just can think of all these beautiful furnitures one has and comfortable ones to sit in. And even if you're a king, you know, you just have plenty of these comfortable furnitures which you can use. But definitely one can use is okay to use, but one should know that there will be a day you have to leave it behind.
Tene zangbu nemar la ta do deban do jang robar me batte ki de pen rang longban do bo ji na rang phayoram jar ka ha jang ji bo de ji no ju phasom so pa ji yo na tela don de gre ta do don de gre te tene rama me pan do gre he ba kap son do gre ma he ba ngoi ni yang ji je wang ge rama me pa phayor ya me yi long ba lan do go ba si gre rama te so la ta da dekhi kheta gogo mudo ting sang te ni sarpo kheta yo kade yo mudo ning bo yo mo se ji
so if one has a nice, very nice home and one feels very comfortable in and definitely has the idea one is always going to stay there and this home is in one's native country which is very happy, which is wealthy, no problems. And it looks like kind of independent, having independent state or existence, but definitely this situation is not independent. Various conditions can arise. Death is one thing, but even if one doesn't die, doesn't have to leave that place, like physically, by extinction, there are other various factors which bring about one's departure, like one has to leave all that and has to immigrate to another country. Everybody doesn't have to give commentary on this. Everybody knows nowadays how things can happen.
Yoma may lilan and kangbati young Yoko lion kiva cigarette. Yoko the yumunda, okay, young into the lion key cigarette. Tendu like in the yapu, yopu. Kangba yapu dabu, kena, rang roko do, kiva sema kangbati, yopu. Yopu hako,
kuran rangi yopu.
And kangbati nangi yopu. Tell a jinda jinda deliver.
His servants,
what? Really? Mama dagore, jis yoko le chisi. Mama ran dagore, one yo. Yoma ti yoko le chisi. Ta karasoro. Didi chigli chisi.
Well, it can even happen like no doubt that you have been owner of a really nice place, nice house, and then you had to depart from this life, and you're reborn in this house as a servant. So one definitely is not independent.
Deji longju unda tan to ta do mandar chue par do jang bovar ni.
You would like to enjoy happiness, wealth, and comfort forever, but you are certain to lose them.
Sen de la deji pesom sopa longju jub longju de jubze longju jubze longju ya po yoba ina. Deji dang, jubze longju, detang, tuta do mandarva longje and degre. Rangla deji longju yona, deji longju de ya de long mojo by ya and deva soya yo mare. Sosujevo, kansa parpa soya yo mare, parpa yiya sere. Pena sadaja namjon dawina, malare pa the malare loma de deji longju lutangne, kanga lutangne, jibatangne persona. That Kansa Society was in a deji longju and deta, two tato long jeban degre long jeban dona yang borbar ni rama mepan borgova tendele yang rama mepan borgova yungre tendin borvate cheba kaso deji long jo kanga yane porte dobre dise na deji long jo yang juma malam ta ta gogo yerma to deji long jo le chenjin cha na jis donga phere
Definitely one wants to enjoy happiness and the wealth and comfort of this life and forever, but every normal being has to, each individual there is, has to give up things in the end.
Mm-hmm. Kangba ta yinka kanga jimba ta ng te song a lu ta ma de xin cha yo te ma yin pe ki ta che ta ji ten ba so e xin cha do ba de ji no
so to all these things normal beings have an attachment towards and here normal beings Rinpoche gives an example of not normal beings unusual beings like Milarepa who gave up his properties, he gave them freely to others to take care for it, and even gave up his body, he had no concerns to his body. Normal sentient beings, they are quite attached to these things, but definitely at the time of death, one will lose whatever there is. It's much more wiser to regard these things as having a dream-like or illusion-like character, because if one doesn't, what just happens is that one will be attached towards them, and the result of attachment to things which one enjoys, wealth and comfort and so on, will just bring about suffering.
Deni de ta do mendar ta kwan do chen chevarni.
You would like to keep this excellent human life with its freedoms and advantages forever, but you are certain to die.
Tar tanjur ju mulu tarwa je tanjur wa chok khasang ma khe bare ta tanjur ju mulu de mulu de lujin cho de mulun cho de de ta to takpa takparan de gre sikparan de go mare ine yang mandar var takpan do jang chevar ni te de he do gre hing do gre ti se na chun yo bo do go do tan da lo do nam ji ka so tang bo tan jer ne par ka ba he ni ji se mata ba he pe jum sin te re tan jer mulu thop ka le kha bo re ta da thop do ine yang jo bo hing do gre ta chun yo bo zo go
And here it says, like this excellent human body, and which has, as Rinpoche has explained yesterday, which has the eight freedoms and the 10 advantages or opportunities or endowments, even having gained this excellence, human rebirth, it will not last forever. Even if we have the notion of it, it will last. Definitely, we are going to die. So here it's emphasized to quickly practice genuine teaching. And as it has been explained, this precious human existence of the eight freedoms and 10 advantages, it's something very difficult to find. It's difficult to find, and it quickly can be gone, so it's good to make use of it.
Zangbu laman dadan tu tato mandra chunyi dojan dravarni. Dekabzitini laman metabate.
You would like to study Dharma with your wonderful teacher forever, but you're certain to part. And this is here a verse about the impermanence of the teacher.
Zangbu Lama Ndadang Sije De Rang Lama Zangbu Jing Jari Yoba Yina Jarwa Yeja Sen Songwara Zangbu Lama Ndadang Tu Ta Do Mandarwa Chu Nyembar Ndo Na Yang Tintin Drabar Ni Se Yuman Drando Gare Lama Da Loma Lan Drabar Mena Tini Lama Da Loma Takpa Re Yuzhe Lama Da Pecha Vuya Mare Tintin Drando Gare Ti Se No Tini Lama Da Jarwa Kapsu Chu Kyo Nyamni Yapu Zogu
Definitely one then if one has turned towards the Dharma and studies the Dharma and stays together with the excellent teacher it looks like one wants to practice and stay together with the teacher forever, but if this relation, if there would be student and his teacher, if they would forever stay together, then it would have the aspect of permanence, and definitely things are not this way. So also the teacher will die. So here it is emphasized to use the situation quickly and immediately study the teaching and practices and gain experience.
The Jumsin Karasena Tumba, Dakyaka Tumba, Zoba Sanji, Jumdin, Dejan, then Tipasum Jichu Jum Koloko, Dursalte, Tanyangil and Depare, Tumba Nyangi, Tumba Sanji, Loma, then Nintuji Lota, Tipachim below the Dorji Tipa Lola. Kepa the Truto, Lama Mambo, Pereteso, Yang Kangan Yangin in the Savare. The Nepo Kanjinji Jono Yang Kepa the Truto, the Lama Mambo, Pereteso, Kangan Yangin in the Savare. This enough. The Ne Zangbu Lama Tang Tadan Dokan Dojang Nepatan Dragri. The Ne Jimsin Teta will go on the Malarepe, Takpur and Bachela Sombare, Lama Yang Malam Jamai Sombare. Lama yang malam jemaah dah otak boleh.
The fully awakened, perfect Buddha, who realized the fully awakened state of mind, turned the three times the wheel of the Dharma, taught the Dharma on three levels, tamed his disciples, and then finally also parted from his disciples. In the same way, the students of Buddha Shakyamuni themselves are from which all the three great, gradually the three great jhanas developed, and students which became the disciples which become students of these three jhanas of Shravakayana, Mahayana, and Vajrayana, and who among them there have been great scholars and great siddhas. All of these manifold students there have been, they all parted from this world. In Tibet there have been a great variety of great scholars and realized beings, also themselves all have parted, and definitely one's own teacher will also, one will be definitely separate from one's own teacher. And there's an expression from Milarepa who said to his student Dakpo Rinpoche, regard your lama also as having an illusion-like character.
Malam.
Illusion and dream-like malam character.
Lama ya malam jamai. Tambe trozang dadan tuta do mandan rogwar do jandrawar ngishi sawasa.
You would like to be with your good spiritual friends forever, but you are certain to separate.
담바 조상 제제테 추조 알코거레 추조 담바 추조 야포 라 담바 조상 세게레 담바 조상 덴 담바 조 조상 보 남당 뒤젠도 만더와 따든 로반도 내양 드라바니 텐텐 드란도그레 드르서테 쳬바캅스 텐텐 드라그레 마페쳬바 므니 양케 제왕게 드란도그레 디세나 담베 담베 제도다 테네 로바캅소 테네 제베도 야포세네로 알바 텐다고 고고도 테네 제도에서 양 말람지만 타고
세기 쪽과 And there's also the wish that one would like to stay together with good spiritual friends, and there. Spiritual friends regarded here as really good people, and definitely also from them one will be separated one day, separated by the way of death or separated by the way of different circumstances, as explained before, and from the company of all that many good friends. One has definitely one will be separated.
Tena tene tampen chedo nam dan do ne chu nyen ba ta nyam ne se ba kap so yang tene tanang dan zo ba tanang zo ba ki ki la pinsem ji go ni do go re tu zu tong tong
and it is emphasized that since life is very short, one should develop a good, a perfect view or a clear, pure view towards those persons one regards as one's good friends, spiritual friends, and one should have patience towards them and one should benefit them.
Chigichigla zoepa gona teyang suenam jitsore. Chigichigla ropa zona teyang suenam jitsore. Ti dokso zona dikpele.
If one has a pure vision towards those friends one regards as one's true spiritual friends in this life, and through developing compassion towards to endure them, have patience towards them, and to benefit them, through this one will accumulate spiritual merit. But if on the opposite, if one doesn't have patience, if one doesn't have a pure view about one's friends, then what results from this is that one just accumulates negative karma.
Okay.
Maybe I'll read the whole thing. I don't know if it's line for line here, as it is in the Tibetan. It continues, says, "O my friends who feel deep disillusionment with samsara, I, the dharmaless beggar, exhort you, from today, put on the armor of effort, For the time has come to cross to the land of great bliss, whence there is no separation.
Ta gonda mata pa drog hye song, mata pa drog song ba re, mata pa drog song de jimtsin tela tine, tereng nye ne, tereng ke nyema dene song de tereng nye ne, zun pa gocha gu de, zun du chenpo tsam de, zun pa go gu de, gocha gu de. Drami dechi ling dundro re ling, kawa drogo do, drava mepa, dundra le depa, dundra mepa deva chenpi ling ling drogo gundo song ba re. Rodo tuila le ba re song ba re.
And here it's emphasized that from this today onwards, one should put on, one should develop effort in connection here with friends, because friends are have an impermanent nature, and definitely there will come the time where one has to part from this life. And it says, to the land of the great bliss, where there is no separation. In short, one should, from this day onwards, one should develop a great effort to practice the teaching.
Then Tambi Chu Nyamsu Leng the same thing Nailok De Dong Saja Chimbo Tona, then Drava Mepa Deva Chimbi Ling the Lip to Bri. Dundra Mepa Deva Chimbi Ling the Lip to Bajiko. Tambi Chu Nyamsu Leng, same thing Nailok De Dong Saja Chimbo Tona, then Drava Mepa Deva Chimbi Ling the Lip to Bajiko.
So if one practices genuine teaching and realizes the true nature of the mind, which is Mahamudra, then one will be able to reach the pure land.
Tanda dordun de karasan sem je ne lok de dong sa ja chen bon danda danda me be ying re sem je ne lok danda me be ying de tene leng zo zo ko pare leng tin da wo leng da wo le ya ya.
It is said, in short, that if one realizes the true nature of the mind, which is Mahamudra, then one will reach, so to say, the vast expanse, which is similar to an island, or similar to a, like the vast expanse of the mind, which is similar to an island, or similar to a place.
Joshi Ning Niji Petro Namla, Machu Jotropotas on Kovale Hinja Mepa, Ning Joshi Jeva. Joshi Ning Niji Sijete, Kovale Hinja Mepare. Joshi Ning Niji Pam, Kovale Hinja Mepe, Ninjong Yang Dagbatan Dembe, Machu Jotro Namla. To me, Trangbo Sijete, the Nilungchen Ramja Rangla, Majaja Batsiri.
So in this book, the lines are reversed. And here, in Tibetan, there are the last two lines, which says that the great omniscient one, this scholar who composed this verse, said, like, oh my friends, the friends, he knows who feel a deep a weariness or deep disillusionment or dissatisfaction with samsara, that which I have. And then he regards himself, addresses himself as a Jin Megi Jangbo, as like a beggar who has no dharma, and this is like words of words to through which he wants to cut his own pride of being somebody special. And I am the Dharmaless beggar, here the great omniscient one. He exhorts his friends through these words, who he now say feel deep disillusionment with samsara. Rinpoche will recite altogether these verses.
Zatang nyendir de tang tu ta to mandar ndokpar ndo chang ravar ni. Zangpu nemar ndero tu ta to mandar dopar ndo chang ravar ni. Dechi longchu de tang tu ta to mandar chopar ndo chang porwar ni. Tanjur mulun cho de tu ta to mandar takpar ndo chang chevar ni. Zangpu lama ndela tu ta to mandar chunyi ndo chang ravar ni. Tambe troza nam tang tu ta to mandan rokpan do chang ravar ni. Tereng ni ni chuan pa ko gu te drami de chin ling dun do re re. Cho she ning ni chi pa tro nam la chumi trang bo da ki te ke ko. Ya, ta che rang sa che lo.
You would like to stay with family and loved ones forever, but you are certain to leave them. You would like to keep your beautiful home forever, but you are certain to leave it behind. You would like to enjoy happiness, wealth, and comfort forever, but you are certain to lose them. You would like to keep this excellent human life with its freedoms and advantages forever, but you are certain to die. You would like to study Dharma with your wonderful teacher forever, but you are certain to part. You would like to be with your good spiritual friends forever, but you are certain to separate. O my friends who feel deep disillusionment with samsara, I, the Dharmaless beggar, exhort you, from today put on the armor of effort, for the time has come to cross to the land of great bliss whence there is no separation. Please write down. You would like to stay with family and loved ones. You would like to stay with family and loved ones. You would like, it just comes again and again, so you just, you would like to stay with family and loved ones forever, but you are certain to leave them. You would like to keep your beautiful home.
Beautiful home.
Forever, but you are certain to leave it behind.
You would
like to keep your beautiful home forever, but you are certain to leave it behind. You would like to enjoy happiness. Leave it behind. So this you would like and you, but you are certain, it always comes in all the verses again and again. So the first word, you would like to stay with family and loved ones forever, but you are certain to leave them. Then you would like to keep your beautiful home forever, but you are certain to leave it behind. And now comes, you would like to enjoy happiness, wealth, and comfort forever, but you are certain to lose them. You would like to keep this excellent human life, with its freedoms and advantages, forever, but you are certain to die. You would like to keep this excellent human life with its freedoms and advantages forever, but you are certain to die. You would like to study Dharma with your wonderful teacher forever, but you are certain to part. You would like to study Dharma with your wonderful teacher forever, but you are certain to part. You would like to be with your good spiritual friends forever, but you are certain to separate. Oh, my friends, who feel deep disillusionment with samsara, I, the Dharmaless beggar, exhort you. I, the Dharmaless beggar, exhort you. Exhort. From today, put on the armor of effort. From today, put on the armor of effort. For the time has come to cross the land of great bliss. Whence there is no separation. Whence it says. From today put on the armor of effort, for the time has come to cross to the land of great bliss, whence there is no separation.
Ya, sing a song together.
You would like to stay with family and loved ones forever, but you are certain to leave them. You would like to keep your beautiful home forever, but you are certain to leave it behind. You would like to enjoy happiness, wealth and comfort forever, but you are certain to lose them. You would like to keep this excellent human life with its freedom and advantages forever, but you are certain to die. You would like to study Dharma with your wonderful teacher forever, but you are certain to part. You would like to be with your good spiritual friends forever, but you are certain to separate. Oh, my friends who feel deep disillusionment with samsara, I the Dharmaless beggar exhort you. From today put on the armor of effort, for the time has come to cross to the land of great bliss when there is no separation. You would like to stay with your family and loved ones forever, but you are certain to leave them. You would like to keep your beautiful home forever, but you are certain to leave it behind.
You would like to enjoy happiness, wealth and comfort forever, but you are certain to lose them. You would like to keep this excellent human life with its freedoms and advantages forever, but you are certain to die. You would like to study Dharma with your wonderful teacher forever, but you are certain to fall. You would like to be with your good spiritual friends forever, but you are certain to separate. Oh, my friends, who feel the disillusion and the samsara, either Dharma is better exhort you. From today, put on the armor of effort, for the time has come to cross to the land of great bliss when there is no separation. You would like to stay with family and loved ones forever, but you are certain to leave them. You would like to keep your beautiful home forever, but you are certain to leave it behind. You would like to enjoy happiness, wealth and comfort forever, but you are certain to lose them. You would like to keep this excellent human life with its freedom and advantages forever, but you are certain to die. You would like to study Dharma with your wonderful teacher forever, but you are certain to fall. You would like to be with your good spiritual friends forever, but you are certain to separate. Oh, my friends, who feel the disillusion and the samsara, either Dharma is better exhort you. From today, put on the armor of effort, for the time has come to cross with the land of great bliss when there is no separation.
Since this is a great blessing from Kunshin Lenshin
Lungqingpa.
It is very good for those who know the Tibetan language to study this verse, study the words and recite it.
Then Tantang Natsu Matapa Mambu Kiyo. The Matapa Yapo Samnati Chuba Yapo Yungu. Chuji Yendavo Te Yapo Yungu.
So until now we have been contemplating a lot about impermanence. But Rinpoche says it's good to do this because it is just it's a help, it assists in practicing the Dharma.
Dene matapa mahe tavantumbu kena, matapa ha mawona, din tavantumbu ngajaji, kalikabu yongsi.
Tava.
Matapa magomba, tavantumbu. Sakin, joking, glass of a tavan tambo. Hena, Matapa Madina, then a judge's.
And impermanence is considered to be a base from which one can build on, and not knowing the impermanent nature of studies and practice the higher views, such as Mahamudra, Atta Yoga, and so on. One will develop pride.
Naja.
Gyawan de jiwu sunam yeshe kapan sunam yeshe lecham tamba kuni kapan munjul lepo kui